All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. February the 10th, 2025, the day after the big game. Hopefully nobody is sorry about last night. I personally am not. I had a great night watching the game, nice and sober, no problems, no trouble. Woke up this morning free of any shame and guilt, thank goodness. I can't say that everybody else did, but hopefully it's not too bad. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. Big game last night. Basically gave the old Kansas City Chiefs a beatdown. So, sorry about your luck there, buddy, but we will see you next year, I guess. Football season is a wrap for this year. I'm sort of happy. You know, I like football. Big football fan, but I don't know. This year has been a little weird. Maybe it's just me. It's definitely just me because football is football. But I don't know. But it is over. Good game. I thought it would. I would have liked to have seen a little better game, but whatever. Eagles fans thought it was fantastic. I was driving over to my dad's house this morning, and I saw a friend of mine and my dad's walking. He's a big Eagles fan. I was like, God, I would have liked to have seen a little bit better game. He's like, not me, man. They gave him a beating. And so, whatever, it's all good. Yeah, I just thought I'd come upstairs, sit down, see if I can share a bit. I did go to a meeting the other day. I guess it was on Friday. Yeah, interesting. The guy came and shared. I thought he did a nice job. Interesting topic. And I don't even really know what the topic was. It was really just about, you know, the evolution of meetings. I don't know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago to where they are today. And, yeah, it was interesting. I couldn't really get too into it. But I will say, you know, it is funny because when I first came into the program, there wasn't a lot of meetings. There was some. You definitely had to do a little more traveling. There definitely wasn't one every night. And, you know, but people would, you know, and they used to say, if you don't like the meeting, take a copy of the steps and the traditions and go start your own, right? And so over time, we've gotten a lot of more meetings. And I don't know how many of those were created on a resentment or if they were just filling the space. I'm not sure. A lot of them, I think, get created on resentments, right? Somebody doesn't like the way a meeting is run, and so they go start their own, which is fine. You know, I shared, I don't really know if I've ever seen an outline, an official AA outline of what a meeting is supposed to look like. I don't know where if it says, you know, because they say if you don't like a meeting, take the steps, enter the traditions, and go start your own. But, you know, there's real no outline. Like, is coffee mandatory? I don't think so, right? I don't know if you're going to start a meeting, you have to have coffee, right? Cookies, I don't think that's mandatory. I think just a copy of the big book or the 12 and 12 and the traditions and the steps, and that's all you need. But, you know, we are people. And I shared in the meeting, I've seen lots of versions of meetings, right? And I've seen lots of versions of meetings opened over resentments. And, you know, one of the things that I always pay attention to is that principles over personalities, and personalities have ruined many a thing. And my personality has ruined many of things as well. So, you know, what someone thinks is a good idea isn't always a great idea. You know, I've shared before, I've been to sunrise meetings and sunset meetings and pillow meetings and bagel meetings and morning meetings and, you know, all sorts of different versions of meetings. You know, one example I remember, and that's, I think, what was the point is that, you know, meetings for sensitive folks like ourselves, right? Sensitive folk like myself. Shit, I went out and drank because I didn't like the way they collected the money, right? But I remember once I was going to a meeting at the hospital and, you know, newcomers would come in and I remember this guy came in and he's like, you know, he decided, or I guess his wife decided she was going to bake cookies for the meeting. And I remember him bringing in fresh cookies and everyone was excited. All right, that's great, man. That's awesome. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, he starts to bring in two kinds of cookies, right? And we're like, oh, man, hey, buddy, tell your wife thank you. That's great, right? And then all of a sudden, it's three kinds of cookies and a flavored creamer, right? And it just keeps getting more and more. And The problem is that, you know, we're fucked up. You know, when we come in this program brand new, man, we are fucked up. We don't think so, but we are. And there will be things that come our way that will expose our defects in character, right? And I remember he started bringing in flavored creamer. And then all of a sudden, you know, people weren't thanking him. You know, we just got used to it. Hey, there's more cookies. Great. And I remember the guy got all upset because he didn't feel like he was being appreciated enough, right? Chris Cornell. I have played that song before, but not on this new playlist. So yeah, great song. So man, it was an interesting topic. I know one thing that I've learned in my time is that meeting makers do make it. I can't say meeting makers will completely have success, but it's the first thing that seems to go when we're headed back out. And I hear from tons of people. It's in my story. You know, I was sober for quite a while, picked up, took a new job over in Maryland, and just, you know, all of a sudden the demons showed up, man, just pointing out all of the problems with the meetings that I was going to, and, you know, let's find a new meeting, and unfortunately I never did, and then slowly worked myself right out of the freaking program. Next thing you know, drinking was a good idea, so on and so forth. And the next thing you know, I'm sorry about last night, right? So it is, you know, I don't know why people are successful and aren't successful. I know that as a person that is 100% committed to going to 3 meetings a week, regardless, even though I hate it, right? Because this is what I do and this is what I need to do for mostly the newcomer, right? I always say, I'm not going to hear anything new that I haven't heard, but I do hear new things. In fact, I was at a meeting the other day when I shared about it in the podcast, my buddy Gary, talking about the 9th step and, you know, allowing, you know, making those amends and allowing to give people back their dignity. I hadn't really thought about that. And I thought that was great. And I saw him on Friday and I said, you know, I really appreciated that, Gary. So, yeah. I don't know. Do whatever you want to do. I know for me, you got to go to meetings, unfortunately. And there, if you love meetings, that's great. But I promise there will become a time where you don't. And that is where the struggle begins. And so, you know, great meeting. A buddy of mine, a guy I'm sponsoring, came over on Sunday morning. And we had some coffee and chatted about the first step, which was nice. You know, the first step is an interesting thing because, you know, when I talk, him and I chatting, and I reflected on my experience with it, you know, I always thought that I had admitted that I was powerless over alcohol, that my life had become unmanageable, because just look at me, right? Look at me. I'm on the bar stool all the time. I'm drinking. Of course, I must be an alcoholic. And, but the first step really wouldn't start to set in for me took years, to be honest, just to understand, right? What unmanageable is, you know, I came in saying that I thought my life had become unmanageable really to everybody else. I was pretty content. And, you know, what I would learn is that first step really works in all of my life, you know, every day. And I can't blame other things for my problems, right? Because if my feet were there, I played a role in it. And then in the end, it's about accountability and humility and surrendering and recognizing in it. And, you know, be willing to say, this is my fault, without a but, right? It's that simple, but it's complicated. So it was great to sit down with him. We read the step and chatted about it a bit. And that was cool. And then, of course, we watched the Super Bowl. You know, I wanted to actually come up and sit down. You know, it's, I'm a little dysfunctional right now. And I'm a little embarrassed to admit it, but I am caught up in the bullshit. And, you know, I do this podcast and I talk about, you know, peace, love, and free of fear. And as long as I'm doing all the right things that I can stay in this place. And to me, that's a higher power. That's God. And it's all, you know, hunky-dory. But it hasn't been, right? I haven't been existing in that place. I haven't had a relationship with a higher power for a while, right? I say I do. And really, there's shortcomings. Excuse me. The shortcomings are getting to me. You know, I'm honest. I do the next right thing and yada, yada. But there's politics. The politics have been getting me. And last night watching the Super Bowl, I'm like, you know, the first commercial with the Super Bowl last night was this AI commercial for Coca-Cola. And then for the rest of the night, I'm like, all I could think about is this, you know, what's the message? Is this real? What is real anymore, right? You know, I've shared before how I was a big fan of RFK. It's just been freaking, you know, I'm just, feels like I'm going crazy. And I need to step back a bit and, I don't know, stop watching TV, I guess, stop looking at my phone. You know, unfortunately, though, I have a big habit of watching TV and looking at my phone. And I try to be particular about what I read and, you know, but one of the weird things that I'm going through right now is the fact is I'm sort of stumped to the idea of what I have believed, right? 5 years ago, I remember when we were living in our other house, you know, every night I'd come home, watch ABC News, right? David Muir. I'm like, I don't watch a lot of news. I don't pay attention, but I do like David Muir because he seems like a really nice person. And I would watch the news and I would get the news and I would believe the news and it would sort of, I don't know, make me who I was, right? What I believed. And it was bizarre, right? I don't really care, right? This is all just whatever. And over the years now, it's like everything has ill will behind it, I guess. I don't know if even that's fair to say that. It's like if you're over on the right side has a message, and we all believe that, right? And if you're on the left side, they have a message, and everybody believes that. And, you know, I guess this all sort of started the other day when I wrote that comment to that guy saying I was going to delete him because I didn't appreciate the way he was spreading negativity. But the problem is that that's what he believes, right? This is his, you know, this is his thing, right? He believes that what is going on is, you know, terrible. lies, whatever it is, all the big words that they use, right? And I'm over here on this side, and I believe this, and I'm like, how can you not see this? And so it's just, it's very insane. And I was hoping, even during the election, I remember, and I've said this, you know, I think I said this the other day, you know, I was hoping, you know, one of the things that people would talk about is this big divide between our country. And I was hoping through this election that we could start to come together and see eye to eye. And I feel like it's even worse now, right? There is this huge divide. And it's really, I don't know, man. I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, I guess I have to just stop watching TV, but I hate to do that. It's very strange. It's just the craziest time in our country, or maybe it's just the craziest time for me because all of a sudden now I'm paying attention. Because I can tell you, I wasn't one to pay much attention to politics, right? I'm like, oh, we got a new president. Okay, here we go. We got a new president. Okay, here we go. Right? I didn't really feel like I had a lot of skin in the game. And for some reason, I feel like we've all been brought into the meeting, right? And so we all know everything. And I look at one thing, I'm like, well, that absolutely makes sense. And then there's a whole group of people that absolutely hate that idea. And I'm like, well, doesn't that make sense? No, and you're not only, but you're an idiot. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm just, it's really tough right now. Very tough. I'm finding myself, you know, I'm like, listen, I'll keep an open mind. I'm not going to get pinned into a corner. And but then when I watch another side, I'm like, well, how could anybody believe that? So I'm just confessing. I'm having some difficulty right now. I'm feeling a little nutty. I'm consumed in righteousness. Right? I'm judgmental. And all of these things are not the path to a spiritual awakening, right? Or a higher power or a relationship with any of it. It's all self. And fear, and ego, and pride, and, you know, all of those things. And it's just been, it's been a bit rough for me lately, and I don't like it. And, but it also feels like if you don't stick up for what you believe, you don't want to see things get lost. And so, I guess the real question is it true, right? That I think is what's really making me the craziest is that, you know, I remember not that long ago, I absolutely didn't like certain things and I hated the way things were going and I liked certain people. And then as time has gone by, I'm realizing maybe things aren't as true and maybe how did I get to a point believing what I believed? I don't know. It's just been crazy. I don't know. Is anybody else going through this? It's, you know, it's definitely derangement and, I don't like it. So I'm just telling on myself. I got to be better. I got to let people, I guess, that are in that business take care of it and stick to what I know best, which is hopefully, you know, staying sober, being a good dad, and going to my job and taking care of my father. And so that's what I'm doing. I got up this morning, had to take care of some stuff, still wrapping things up for my father. You know, a lot of adult responsibilities that I'm also not used to. it's been weird. But I am grateful that I'm sober. And I know that this too shall pass. Hopefully things will start to settle down. But it's definitely social media, right? I look at my Facebook page. I don't really look at Instagram that much. But it's either social media or a news app that I look at. Or I watch Fox News. You know, it's just I'm turning into my father. And I don't want to. But yeah, that's what's going on. I'm working through it. But yeah, back to the week. Today is Monday. Back to a meeting tonight. I talked to one of the guys I'm sponsoring this morning. He's going to meet me at the meeting tonight. Big fan of the step that we're going to be reading tonight, which is the 10th step, right? Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. And, you know, I've shared before, I love this step when I first read it because I was a huge fan of making apologies, right? I'm sorry. I was great at it. I could give you the face you'd believe. And, you know, it was really just to save my ass because eventually I would probably do the same stupid thing again over and over and over. And, you know, it wasn't until I started really starting to look at the seventh step, you know, the shortcomings and realizing, you know, these are little things that keep me sick, right? And if I'm going to recognize what I'm doing and I'm going to make an amends for it, I really should try and stop doing it again, right? And I guess I'm sort of going through that with this politics stuff because I say, listen, this reading this, I mean, I remember probably a year ago, I deleted all the apps off my phone. I'm like, I'm not reading any of this shit anymore. And slowly, right, they worked their way back into my phone. And, you know, with the best intentions to not pay attention too much, I'm paying way too much attention. And so I guess what I've done is I've done it again. And, you know, it's nice to have, I think at this point in my recovery, having worked right up to the 10th step, a place where I can say, listen, these are some things that I'm doing that's keeping me sick. And I need to, you know, take a look at it. And I've even changed it up to say, continue to take a spiritual inventory, right? Because I haven't felt good. I haven't spiritually felt well. I felt separated. I'm consumed himself. I'm constantly thinking, right? I've even gone to this place where I will start to defend something to somebody in my mind. Like I'm having this conversation with somebody saying, oh, well, don't, how could you not let this happen? Or how could you see this and be okay with it, right? But I'm not even talking to anybody, right? It's just this dialogue that's in my head. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're going to drive yourself freaking nuts. And so I need to stop. And maybe that's what I'm doing right now. I'm taking a spiritual inventory right now, and I'm not digging what I'm seeing. And when I'm wrong, I need to promptly admit it and make an amends and then try to stop doing this. You know, when I decided the other day, and I shared after my run, and I had this whole thing where I was going to go onto my social platform and let everybody know if you didn't believe, if you didn't support what was going on, you could all go to hell, right? And luckily I didn't. You know, I got done with the run and came to my senses. But later on that night, I would comment on a guy's thing, and a bunch of people really came after me. That I don't really mind, but what I've learned is they're really passionate about what they believe, right? They are me, but the opposite. And, you know, it's hard to argue with somebody who absolutely is entrenched in their beliefs. And, you know, I didn't really want to get into it. I've had a few people will still go on there and be like, what, you just came on here to start some shit and then you got nothing left or something. And I'm like, you know, I partly want to get into it. And I'm like, no, right? I fucking should have never even made a comment. And I say comments, it's probably been six people, right? But in my world, which I don't really make any comments, six people was too many. And the, you know, it sort of keeps continuing. And I have to keep saying to myself, you know, these folks believe what they believe. They're very passionate about it. And I believe what I believe, and we just have to agree to disagree, right? I am not changing them, and they are not changing me, and that's the way it is. And so, you know, the first thing I need to recognize is I need to keep my mouth shut because I'm not going to fix anybody. And the fact that I want to fix somebody makes me recognize that I need some things addressed. And it's just ego, right? Ego feels like it has to say something, and when somebody says something, pride shows up, and then ego and pride get together, and they start really getting after it, and it just becomes so toxic, and it's really a miserable existence, and I do not want that. I really, you know, I believe that I want to like everybody. You know, unfortunately, the guy that I made the comment about, I really like, right? I really like this guy. We went to high school together. He was a guitarist. He was very good. He's still associated with the town that I grew up in. Another thing I'm realizing is where I grew up is very liberal. I didn't know that. I've lived on the East Coast, which I think is pretty liberal too here, actually. What I'm finding is it's very liberal around big cities, right? A lot of people need assistance and help. And so, yeah, our opinions seem to differ a little bit. I don't particularly want to find myself as to be one way or the other. I like the idea of common sense. You know, we're exposing a lot of stuff. Or I think we are. I mean, it seems like we are. You know, in the end, you know, whether it was whoever was running, you know, the point was always brought up, we have a lot of debt. And if we don't fix our debt, we won't have a country to do a lot of the stuff that we are, these social issues that so many people are upset about. none of those play any role in, unless we have a country to live in, right? And so I've always felt like, and this is something my dad used to always say, none of that matters until we get the debt fixed, right? And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, well, these things, you know, these are big deals. And he's like, none of these matter unless we get the debt fixed, because if we don't get the debt fixed, we won't have a country to have these things. And so I've always, not always, I started to pay attention to the debt, and now we're starting to learn about this debt and maybe why we have it, right? I saw a guy the other night, it's like, where is the $36 trillion or whatever the debt is? Where did that money go, right? And so, yeah, it's interesting. But it's also making me sick, and I hate it, and I don't want to be spiritually sick. And so I just got to try to do a better job. Lighten up, Tom. Lighten the fuck up, bro. But yeah, that's what's sort of been going on. It is has nothing to do with drinking, right? But, you know, when you get to the point where I'm at today, right, this is really about the serenity. And I want to have serenity. I don't want to. I know better. Right? I know better. But the funny thing is that's exactly how I drink. Right, when I went over to Easton and started going to those meetings and started to have these voices that didn't like the meetings, I wasn't really prepared for that. I'm like, yeah, these are really, I mean, when I started to have the thoughts, I'm like, yeah, that's a great point you're bringing up. Why are they collecting the money this way? It didn't sound like, hey, man, we should go out and drink, so let's find 100 reasons to hate meetings. It was like, yeah, everything's pretty good, except I don't particularly like the way they collect the money. And it was just that subtle. Right, but it starts to undermine my whole spirituality. Right, you know, you go down to the beach, and if you stand in the water and you put your feet down, and the water rushes around, the first thing as the water recedes, it starts doing is to remove the sand from under the feet, and that's what I feel like these little things start to do, is we start to undermine, you know, our foundation, and. The fucked up part is that the whole time it's doing it, it feels justified, right? It feels like I'm on the right side of these things. I look back, you know, I was telling my wife last night, I go, you know, I really believe strongly in the things that I believe in. And am I going to look in 5 years and go, I can't believe I was believing the way I was believing, right? Because 5 years ago, I had an opinion about things and I was pretty strong about my opinion. And I look back at that and say, what the fuck was I thinking? So I'm starting to wonder, is this all just one big head trip? Maybe. But I say all the time, man, if you want to get rid of this stuff, just turn your phone off and turn off the television. And life's pretty good. And that's what I've sort of been doing this morning. No phone, no television. Raking leaves, dumping out a truck, helping with my dad's stuff, and just, you know, boots on the ground kind of stuff, and trying to get myself centered again. And I feel pretty good, but I didn't want to talk about it. I can't be the only one that's fucking losing his mind over this shit. And I really don't want to. And so, yeah, that's what's going on. Let's see. What time do we have? All right, well, let me read the Daily Reflections, and then I'm going to skedaddle. I got to do some things. I got an appointment at 2. Take care of some more stuff for my dad. Let's see. Daily Reflections. Daily Reflections. I don't know if I shared, I am the secretary of this my home group next month, and I've already got all my people planned for speaking, which is good, so I'm excited about that. I am getting better at some things, right? Oh, perfect, perfect. February 10th, I don't run the show. All right, let's see. When we became alcoholics, crushed by a self-imposed crisis, we could not postpone or evade. We had to fearlessly face the proposition that either God is everything or else he is nothing. God either is or he isn't. What was our choice to be? Alcoholics Anonymous, page 53. Today my choice is God. He is everything. For this I am truly grateful. When I think I am running the show, I am blocking God from my life. That's right. I pray I can remember that when I allow myself to get caught up into self, the most important thing is that today I am willing to grow along spiritual lines and that God is everything. When I am trying to quit drinking on my own, it never worked. With God and AA, it is working. This seems to be a simple thought for a complicated alcoholic. That's right. Yeah, and I've been running the show. I've been on the loose, and it doesn't feel good because I am absolutely not holding the hand of God, and that is not healthy. And so I'll keep trying to get better. Yeah, I appreciate you letting me share, and I'll catch you later. Bye-bye. Yeah, the seasons roll.